Welcome
to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. I'm feeling great. Thank you for tuning in. Roll up, roll something up good. Smoke one for your boy. Sip something good for your boy. If you don't smoke or drink, light up an incense. You know what I mean? Or just sit back and relax and, you know, feel good. I'm excited. I feel great. I met my childhood hero 3 days ago, Mr. Damon Dash. Now, anyone that knows me, knows my come up, knows, you know, remember me grinding back in the days, pause, will tell you that I followed Rockefeller to a T. This is nothing new. For those of you who have been listening to my platform or know me for a very long time, you know that I'm Rockefeller forever, for days. You had beef with Rockefeller, I had beef with you. And this wasn't from, just because everything looked good, you know, the dance and the records. Nah, I just love everything that they did. Them guys sold records. It was about the crew, the family. They did it out the trunk of their cars. They believed in themselves. So I modeled my record label just like Rockefeller. The brilliance of Damon Dash, who I think, again, doesn't get a lot of credit. I've said this on many other platforms, including my own. Dame Dash. I'm framing that picture. Anybody that knows me knows how I felt about Dame Dash, how I feel about Dame Dash. I'll come back to it. So, all due respect to T.I. and his lovely family. I have a lot of respect for T.I. and Tiny. I don't like getting on the platform talking about people's kids and all this. So this is with all due respect. Salute to T.I. again. I know recently I looked and I seen that his son, King, was arrested. I didn't specifically see what the charges were, but he was arrested. And, you know, you look on the comments, everybody's going in on T.I. and he's this, he's that. T.I. dropped the, in fact, you know what? I want you to hear what he said. Listen to what T.I. said.
Me with the tail king, okay? I know my son. Think I ain't spoke to my son. Think I ain't told my son, his mama, and his grandmama. He's going to prison. If you got to keep that shit up, going to prison. Ain't no way around it. Ain't nothing I'm gonna be able to do about it. Can't nobody stop it but him. You know what I mean? I've already had the conversation. I've already made my peace with it. Because I know that energy. I was that energy. I know exactly how it's gonna turn out. I already had that conversation with him, man. King's a good kid, chasing after the wrong. And, you know, I trust in God to deal with it the way that he see fit. You know what I mean? It ain't really outside. You know, he done got all the whoopings. He done got the punny. He done did it. He done, you know, did everything as a child you could do to him. So now he gonna have to go through it. He gonna have to go through it and get through it. And ain't nothing me, his mama, or nobody else gonna be able to say about it, man. But I'ma love him all the way through whatever it is he going through. You know what I mean? Man, he gonna learn his lessons. Life gonna, ain't no, you know what I mean? Life is gonna teach him all the lessons that he need to know. And that's the most that we could do. That's the best we can ask for. You know what I mean? I know who he is at his core. You know what I'm saying? This he trying to, you know, he trying to convince himself of things as we all do as young men and even young women growing up, try to convince ourselves that we are certain things. And in that journey, we find out exactly who the we really is, you know what I'm saying? And it happens when we least expect it, and our lessons come from where we didn't know they were coming from. And it just ain't shit else to do. Ain't shit else to do, man. Time is gonna be his teacher. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, I hope everybody have a peaceful, appreciate that, bro. A peaceful and productive day, all right? And, I catch up with y'all on the flip side. Oh.
Now, I'm a parent. Growing up, I've seen kids that gave their parents trouble and their parents were at their wits end. They didn't know what to do. They gave up. It wasn't that they didn't love their kid, but they felt like, yo, I exhausted all these options. The kid got arrested. They tried counseling. Every day they woke up, they prayed. There's but so much you can do as a parent. I get it. Again, shout out to T.I. and his family. This is something tough, especially because it's happening in a public eye. And I know people love to say, oh, but he's rich. Shouldn't be going through it. I mean, it's tough. I'm just going to speak on what I know. I knew this kid, and I spoke about this kid before on a podcast. He grew up with us. His mother was from the projects. Dad, lovely life. Long Island, pool in the ground. Suburbs, new bikes every summer. This kid had the life, but yet he chose to come to the slums and hang out with us. And I'm like, and I used to be mad at him because I would always say, let me tell y'all something, motherfuck the hood. You would never see me in the hood. I had that type of bread, you're not seeing me. But I can't talk for other people. I can only say how I feel. You know, T.I.'s son is wealthy. To my knowledge, T.I. hasn't cut him off. T.I. and Tiny seem like loving parents. You know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, T.I., you could hear that he's hurt. Because T.I. said, I was that kid. I was a troubled kid giving so much trouble. And, you know, my moms couldn't, you know, do so much. And I think T.I., you know, he probably just like, oh, he's going to have to learn on his own. And I get it. You know, it's a difficult thing, man, because, you know, you're a parent. You look and you're like, damn, man, like, and especially a wealthy one. So that means you need to keep your kids close because we all looking at wealthy. Why are you even trying to be hood? I think that's something within King himself trying to prove himself like, yeah, I'm wealthy, but I could still give it to you. Yeah, my dad, T.I. But your dad is not T.I., you know, from Bankhead West Side. Your dad is not that. Your dad was that. But you came up nice house, beautiful schools, video games, Benzes, family vacations. You didn't have to grow up like T.I. He's acting as if he's back in time with his father in the hood. I assume that T.I.'s eldest son came up with him and seen all that. And he's the one you least hear anything about. You don't hear anything about him. But the one who has both wealthy parents, Tiny is his mom. You know, man, I don't know, man. And I'm going to just pray for that family because it's very tough. You know, reading those comments is disheartening sometimes, man. It's hard. It's hard. Especially if you're a parent, man. Like, it's hard because I've seen parents. I never put my mother through that. I never put my parents through that, you know, because I knew better. I was more scared of my mother than anything else. My mother gave me a long leash as a kid. She allowed me to go places and do a lot of things, have fun, live a good life. We weren't wealthy. We wasn't poor. But, you know, not everybody is the same. And again, shout out to the Harris family. That's, you know, it's a tough thing, man. It's a tough thing, especially, again, when you're in a public eye and everybody got something to say, man. Reading those comments must be tough. But salute to T.I. I think everything will fare out. And just pray for his son, man. Like, I don't know what's going on in that kid's head mentally, but, yo, it's a tough thing. Okay, so DJ Vlad, shout out to DJ Vlad. Vlad said something that was very interesting, and I posted it on my Facebook. I'm going to let you know what he said. DJ Vlad says, the biggest difference between Kim and Nikki is that straight men don't listen to Nikki. You know, that's an interesting assessment, Vlad. I can't say that I disagree. I can't say that I agree. You know what? At the time, I remember when Hardcore dropped. We loved it. Same reason we loved the Dina Howard cover. It was raunchy. It was, yeah, we like, oh my gosh, it was fire. But I knew certain tracks on Lil' Kim album, I couldn't listen to. She was talking about sucking dick. I was like, hey, yo, I'm not playing that. You know, but I can see why he would say that because I guess he's basing it on a barb comparison. Because there's a lot of, you know, LGBTQ barbs. You know, hope I said it right. Don't want to offend anybody. You know, the alphabet people will come for you. But basing it on that, I guess his assessment could be correct. But you tell me. I want you to answer me in my comments, emails. If you want to curse me out, biz, you don't know what you're talking about. I appreciate that. But it's an interesting assessment.
Because when you look at it on the, you know, the grand scheme of things, growing up, again, it was a lot of Lil Kim fans that were men. We listened to Kim. We knew Biggie was writing it. But at the same time, you know, Kim's albums, I love La Bella Mafia. Thought that was Kim's classic. I can't remember the Notorious K.I.M. album. It was cool. I don't remember. Did I purchase it? I probably did. I got it somewhere. But I can tell you, I would probably listen to Lil' Kim more than I would listen to Nicki, which is kind of true. You know what? I listen to Nicki because I'm a rap fan. And when she start rapping, yeah, she raps. But I do know, again, her fan base does consist of a lot of LGBTQ men. A lot. Because I even got attacked by the Barbs. The Barbs, to me, it was like little girls and gay men that would attack. I never met a... It was rare for me. They probably out there, but I'm just talking about for me. If I'm answering, it's about me. I've never seen like a 20-something-year-old Barb. Probably she's out there. I'm guessing they are. But the ones that attacked me were either gay or, you know, some young one. F you, don't talk about our queen. And I remember even Lil Nas X said he was a Barb, you know. So who? I don't know. You guys tell me. Was Vlad assessment on point? Or am I totally way off? I don't know. It's going to be a short show. I came here to tell you motherfuckers that I met Damon Dash. Let me tell y'all. I met Jay-Z in the past. About 3 times. I met Kareem Biggs Burke. I met Dame Dash. 3 nights ago. At this function, this music and film convention. Very nice guy, super sweet guy, nice guy. And he smiled a lot that night, and his energy read positivity. I got his whole vibe was just, it was beautiful. You know, he's total opposite of what people said about him. You know, I never met Dash in person, but we have spoken on the internet long time ago. And, you know, it was something major for me, man. And, you know, I got to stand next to one of my childhood idols, you know, it was amazing. Just a real nice guy. He walked in, was warm, you know, greeted me, you know, gave him a pound. Then, you know, took photo with him and, you know, got to, you know, it was a beautiful time, man. I'm a big Dame Dash supporter, you know. Dame Dash Studios in the house. I got to see some of his new films. The Prince of Detroit. Woo! That's fire. I'll say that. Shout out to his lovely wife. She was there. And he had his dog Governor with him. It was interesting. He walked in the event with his dog, which I thought was very cool. You know, Dame does what he wants. That's Dame. You know, Dame's always preach togetherness, love, family, and crew. You know, it was a gentleman there that he hadn't seen in 30 years. Dame was so, he ran to him. He said, yo, I haven't seen this guy in 30 years. It was warm. It was dope. It was dope, man. It was positive energy. I loved it. I could say my experience of seeing Dame Dash was positive. I'm definitely going to frame that picture with me and Dame. I swear to you, I am. I will. And I'll take a picture of it and show it to y'all. You know, when I posted a picture, people that really know me were like, yo, I know you were excited. Like I was on cloud 33, man. I've never fanned out for anybody before. I mean, I still kept it cool, but it was like my insides. I went crazy, man. I was like, that's Dame in front of me. This is the guy. I modeled my company. Like I watched backstage with his famous speech talking to DJ Clue. I watched him bark at Kevin Lyles. You know, it was beautiful, man. It just brought me back to that place. You know, when you ever hear a certain song or see a certain movie, just bring you back to that place. You know, seeing Dame and I'm seeing him live in front of me. Like, it was special, man. It was special. Like, I'm going to really remember that. Like, I didn't fan out, but in my mind, I did. You know what I mean? So I met the Rockefellers, Hov, Big, and Dame. So that's major for me. I mean, nobody, you know, I don't have to care. But I'm happy. I haven't been excited about anything in a long time like that. You know, I am excited about Doreen's Favorite, though. Please continue to support Doreen's Favorite. You know, we're still streaming on all major platforms. Shout out to the Nasarima. Yo, we're doing these great interviews. People are loving it. Please continue to support them. And I want to thank those guys, Oline, Carlito, you know, for reaching out to me about Doreen's Favorite. You know, you guys are appreciated so much. I really appreciate you for bringing me on your platform just to talk what I do, hip hop. I could do that for free. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you guys. The channel was looking lovely. It's growing and I'm like a geek to even be a part of it. You guys want to be a part of it. And I'm part of that growth. Pause. But please continue to support the Nasarima. You can check it out on YouTube. I have these great clips. It's wonderful. I get to do what I do for fun. And everybody knows it's talk hip hop. Imagine that. It's fun for me. This is my thing. This is what I do. So we plan on doing some more. We got some more stuff coming for y'all. Pause. But yeah, man, Doreen's Favorite is still, you know, not that I'm in shock, but thank you guys for, you know, still purchasing the merch. It's doing real well. I might do a sale. I'm going to do like a flash sale, probably sell them shits for like real, you know, for people that, you know, for everybody just showing love. You know, fall is coming. I have so much inventory, not physically because I work with a company. So it's fire, man. My kids, thank you. My kids, thank you. I met Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a little high right now. You know, I feel good right now. But please, I'm gonna keep the show short today. But shout out to T.I., his family. Shout out to his kids, his wonderful, you know, his wonderful wife. And, you know, just pray for, you know, he gotta continue praying for his kid. I know it's hard, man, because Lord knows as a parent, all types of things run through your memory, your kids walk out that door. And is DJ Vlad's assessment correct? I think it's very interesting. Something to talk about. I'm going to probably holler at the Nasarima and see, you know, what they think about it. But please continue to support the New Hype Show. Continue to support Doreen's Favorite. It's everywhere. Google it. Google Colin Biz and Doreen's Favorite. It will pop up. Please download it or purchase it. If you have any questions, yo, get at me, man. You want to curse me out? Fuck you, Biz. You want to buy the merch? Holler at me. It's linktree.com/ColinBiz. All the Doreen's Favorite merch is up there. Currently putting Doreen's Favorite 2 into action right now. I had a meeting about it. Ryan, you know, we're on board. So look out for that one. Late 2023. We working, man. It's the New Hype Show here.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's the New Hype Show and Twitter, It's the New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's the New Hype Show.